Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. This morning we talked about Alex Trebek being sexy.
Hey, hey.
Alex Trebek is a happily married man.
That's good. He's
also Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. He's 78 years old and just did an article with People Magazine. Says he gets hit on a lot by old ladies.
It's hard to believe he's 78. He does look good.
Yeah. He says, I'm not George Clooney. I'm considered more of an extended family member because you get used to seeing me at your home every night. So when people pass me on the street, it's more like, hi, how are you? Not like, oh, my gosh, can I get your autograph? I also have a lot of women in their 70s and 80s who tell me, you're hot.
Well, my granny did like Alex Trebek. She did.
Yeah.
Well, them game show host guys, they, you know.
Oh, sure, man. Richard Dawson was a stud. Oh,
heck yeah. He's like.
When I was little, I wanted to grow up and be Richard Dawson. That was my goal in life, was to be Richard Dawson.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you know, as they get older, they're, you know. Heck, we all grew up with them. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, the fan base.
I just imagine.
Little old ladies.
Imagine the, you know, it's whatever time Jeopardy comes on in the afternoon. What time is that? 6:30. 7 o'clock, I'm not sure. 6:30, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting dusk. 6:30. Nursing home turns down the lights a little bit.
No worries.
TV comes on, and they hear the song. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. All the little old ladies running there to get in front of the television to see Alex Trebek.
Here I go, Alex. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And all of a sudden in there, it's Golden Girls Gone Wild.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's nuts in there, guys.
Woo, show me your walker. Yeah. Here's some nanny graw beads.
Nanny graw. Oh, my God. It's a good thing we have Tony to make that weird, right?
Thank you.
Why'd you even bring that up? We were having a nice conversation about Alex Trebek still getting hit on, and now that's all I can think about.
I'm sorry.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. How are you?
Pretty good. You know the visuals you just gave going to scar me all
I
day.
Know. That's what I was just telling him. It's like, come on, man. Nanny Graw.
Okay.
I can't not unsee that now.
No, that's a scar for life.
Did you imagine a bunch of grannies on like hover rounds going down the street?
Woo-hoo!
Is that what you thought of too?
Let's be honest, fellas. Uh-huh. Right here, honesty.
What?
If, you know, there was like a nanny Mardi Gras.
Okay, if there was.
Who's a woman, a star, you know, that's older that you would give nanny Gras beads to?
Oh, my gosh, Tony. We don't even need to. We don't need to talk about that.
We're all thinking Cher, aren't we?
I'll just throw one out there.
Who'd you say?
Farrah Fawcett.
Woo, Farrah!
I guess y'all are thinking about different nannies than I am. Because in my head, I went like straight B. Arthur, you know?
No.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a friend.
Woo!
No, y'all just messed me up again. Yeah, I came out of the hole and you throwed me back in.
We ask if you were down with OPP.
We're down with it.
That's old people problems.
My old people problem.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I have so many.
What's your top OPP?
I can't remember.
Is that your OPP, or you can't remember?
I can't remember stuff.
Oh, okay, I do too.
And my OPP stuff like weed eating that you should be able to do, you know, in a day's time. Now you have to shift it.
Stretch it out a week.
You have to do a shift, and then a day or two later do another shift.
Yeah, I do that OPP rest where it's like, oh, well, I've done enough for right then. I think I should take a little break. I'll just have a little break here. And sometimes that break turns into a nap. I'm not going to lie.
It's just getting old, man. And it's just, you know, the poor old body ain't like it was, you know. You ain't a spraying chicken. Yeah, my spraying is sprung, and you don't spraying back like it used to. It's just kind of limp.
Kristen sent us an email for an Ask Tony.
I was glad to help.
Here's what Kristen had to say. She says, Dear Tony, my whole life, men have called me hot or sexy, but now I'm in a relationship with a guy who compliments me differently.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of calling me one of those names, he always refers to me as cute.
Cute.
I don't know. Q reminds me of little kids or puppies or something, Kristen says.
Right.
I've been told that when a guy calls a woman cute, it means she's attractive and relationship material. But hot and sexy are reserved for women guys just want to hook up with. Is it a bad thing that my boyfriend calls me cute? And Kristen, here's how Tony answered that.
Dear Kristen, I bet humble's another compliment you hear a lot of, huh? I think it's good that he calls you cute, and I'll use the pickup truck method to help you understand. A man likes looking at every pickup truck on the lot, but he only gets to leave in one of them. Some trucks are faster, and some have perky accessories, but he knows that cute one with the big old rear end is going to be more dependable. The new ones may have smooth running engines and shine all over, but that cute one that whines a little is going to have easier payments. Jason has one of them trophy trucks, but man, she makes him go to Lowe's like 20 times a day.
And I like it.
I'm sure you want your boyfriend to think of you as a 10, and you know, in a way, he does. It's an S10. Love, Tony.
Also today, a brand new word of the day.
Here it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Yes, you pew. The yes, you pew is the seat at church that the preacher always points at when he's talking about someone whose life is going down the crapper. Yes, you pew.
That's Tony's word of the day.
For all of our prison listeners, this country lyric, the best one ever written, is just for you.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I'm a wishing we were kissing. I saw you on Facebook from here in prison.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you as always with today's Real Good. All right, there's a high school junior near Denver. His name's Andrew Reagan. He has Down syndrome. He's also an athlete.
Cool.
His high school has a unified basketball team where differently abled kids play together in a less competitive environment. So it's awesome.
Keeps
okay?
them in the game, yeah.
Anyway, a video of Andrew's going viral after he snagged a rebound in a game last Friday and hit a buzzer beater from half court.
Dang. That's a long way out there.
Of course, his teammates and coaches, they all went completely just, wah! It was only the third quarter, so it wasn't a game winner, but it's the kind of thing most of us dream of doing. And
no kidding.
Now he's got to do that for
right
real.
There at the buzzer.
It wasn't just luck either. A friend who volunteers on the team says Andrew practices that shot all the time in his driveway, so when he drained it in the game, it didn't really surprise him that much.
No
he's
thing.
Like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I do that.
Check me out.
Andrew's been loving all the attention this week. The local news interviewed him, and he took time out to thank people for all the likes he's been getting on Twitter.
How awesome.
How cool
half
is that?
Court.
A half-court shot to well, those points did go toward winning the game. So I guess
– right there at the buzzer.
Right, yeah. So to Andrew Reagan, you are
real good.
Well, that's it for today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to tell all your friends about it and share it if you will, please. And thanks for listening to
In Case You Missed It.